Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on CSNCalifornia.com. Brought to you by the Evergood Sausage Company, celebrating 90 years in the Bay Area.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of CSN California's Raiders Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Baer, and this week we're going to be speaking with quarterbacks coach Todd Downing, who has an additional challenge on his plate heading into Sunday's regular season finale against Denver because he has to get backup quarterback Matt McGloin prepared to face the Broncos and any other team that may come up against the Raiders during their postseason run. Now, Derek Carr suffered a broken right fibula during Saturday's victory over the Indianapolis Colts, which has thrust McGloin into the spotlight. Downing believes that the Penn State alum is fully ready for this challenge and that he can do pretty much anything else that Derek Carr could run in this very complicated yet very efficient and productive Raiders offense. So with no further ado, Todd Downing. Our guest on this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast is quarterbacks coach Todd Downing. And Todd, I did want to obviously talk to you this week because, you know, you guys are going through somewhat of a transition period in terms of your starting quarterback.
Sure.
And, you know, I guess that my first question is, given the time of the year that it is and you have the playoffs coming up, what sort of unique challenges are there at this time of year trying to get a guy like Matt ready to go and ready to play?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me back on. I'm expecting a hat or a T-shirt or something here one of these times, but you'll have to squeeze that into the budget. No, it's it's a great opportunity for Matt. We're excited for him. This is obviously an exciting time of the year for the entire team. And when you go through a quarterback change at any point in the season, there's a little bit of an adjustment, but certainly when you're playing for the AFC West title and going into the playoffs, you know, it adds a heightened sense of interest in it. But Matt's a consummate professional. You know, he's been preparing since week one like he's a starter, and that's what's going to transition well for us, is that there's no big change in his preparation or his approach, and the team has seen that since week one. You know, so there's a lot of confidence in Matt and his abilities. And, you know, we understand that Matt's going to do it a little bit differently than Derek, but we don't expect a big drop-off.
Just in having worked with Matt over the last 2 years, in what ways have you seen him evolve and grow as a quarterback?
Well, I think, you know, every coaching staff has their own style and personality, and they expect different things, whether it be out of your practice demeanor, the way you run a huddle, how fast you get through progressions. You know, there are different things that each staff's going to demand of you. And Matt's done a great job of just adapting a couple things that we identify with him early. We wanted him to kind of tweak and adjust. He's really become extremely confident in his knowledge of the system and operating in the context of the offense. And, I think we've probably seen the most growth with him just in his leadership, his command of the huddle, and being able to know exactly how to run the show.
Bill and Derek had both kind of talked about that he had a certain amount of freedom at the line of scrimmage, and that's part of what you guys install in your offense is to give guys options based upon what they see. Does Matt have the same type of freedom to make those types of checks and things like that?
Yeah, we demand out of the quarterbacks, all the quarterbacks, to be able to run the system as though they were the starter,
okay,
like I said, from week one on. So we don't anticipate changing that or making it any less complex for Matt. You know, we don't feel like we have to water down the offense for him. It's plug and play as far as we're concerned.
And that must be a real benefit to you, just to have a guy who knows the system, who's smart enough to be able to do all the things that you're going to ask of him. Just in terms of an on-field
you know, skill set. A lot of fans haven't seen him play very much since back in 2013. What type of on-field skill set can they expect? Like, we've seen certain, you know, balls thrown where he clearly has some arm strength and he clearly has some confidence to fit it into a tight window. Like, how would you describe him as a quarterback?
Well, first of all, I think people will see quickly that he does have the arm talent to make any throw in the pass catalog. That's not something that, you know, we feel is an inhibiting factor at all. I think, you know, I should be quite impressed with that. Secondly, he's got great field vision. You know, Matt can get through progressions quickly because he understands and can diagnose defense as well. He's a little bit more mobile than people give him credit for. So, you know, I don't think that movement throws are a problem for him or anything like that. So we're excited to see him put those attributes on display. And I think people will be most impressed with his ability to attack all parts of the field.
I think lots of people like to say that he plays with a chip on his shoulder, and through his entire backstory of being a walk-on, then going to Penn State, being an undrafted guy here. Do you see him play with that? Do you buy into that storyline? Or maybe once he gets on the field, he doesn't necessarily play angry.
Yeah, it's funny to me because I feel like every backup quarterback in the NFL is a fiery competitor, try hard, smart
right.
guy. You know, they get all those tags. And he certainly is those things. You know, he wouldn't be here playing at this level if he wasn't competitive, if he wasn't fiery, if he didn't play with a chip on his shoulder. I don't necessarily look at it as playing with a chip on his shoulder. I look at it as Matt knows he has an opportunity to prove his value, his belonging in this league. And so he's excited about that opportunity. To me, it's not – I'd call it passion, not a chip on the shoulder.
Right, and it definitely seems like he's excited for this opportunity. And to have a guy who's supremely confident, like maybe you don't have to say, hey, you can do this against the Denver Broncos. He's going to walk onto the field feeling like he can win.
Yeah, I don't have to sell it to Matt. I don't have to sell Matt to Matt.
Right.
You know, that's one nice thing. You're not dealing with a wet-behind-the-ears rookie that all of a sudden his first real game action, he's going up against one of the top defenses in football. You know, Matt's done it before, and he's made big-time throws and you know, real games to, you know, receivers that are still around here, some receivers that are new. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Matt's going to go out and operate just fine because he believes in himself and his teammates believe in him.
You know, and I guess this is more of a general question, but trying to get a backup quarterback ready to go at a moment's notice when he's not going to have as many practice reps, and you did that with Matt, and he kind of can come right in. Doing that with Connor now, like, what are the challenges to make sure that those guys are just as ready to go as your starter?
Yeah, a few questions ago, you were asking me about, you know, running the line of scrimmage and being able to make checks and things of that uh-huh. nature, and I'd kind of refer back to our process. When discussing this question is, you know, I demand out of the quarterbacks that they prepare and understand the game plan as though they're starting. That goes for Connor as well. Now, Connor doesn't get as many reps during practice week and, you know, certainly hasn't had the time in the first team huddle and so on. But Connor's a student of the game, and he's done a great job learning our system. I don't anticipate any learning curve for him when it comes to preparing as the number two now, because he's prepared as the starter all along.
And just a couple of more Todd Downing-centric questions. Like, what's it been like to work with a guy like Bill Musgrave? He seems very – his scheme is obviously all-inclusive, but he seems to absorb a lot of input, that it's a real kind of group mentality.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah,
game plan.
Bill's an incredible guy to work for. He really is. It's a fun process for us as an offensive staff putting the game plan together. You know, Bill has such a vast knowledge of different schemes and different systems, and it's able to it makes us able to kind of blend some things and be able to tailor make it for our players, which is fun. And he's an energetic guy. It's fun to be around every day, and you know, very blessed to work for him.
And just one last thing, you kind of worked your way up, you know, through the coaching ranks, and probably stayed up all night cutting video and, you know, analyzing this and, you know, operating practices. Like, from your experience, like, has that really kind of taught you a lot about not only how teams run, but football scheme? You're learning from so many different people and different teams. That must have been an interesting experience to get you to this point. Do you feel really confident in the base of knowledge that you have? You know, and everything.
Yeah,
like
I do. It's been a an incredible experience, my journey thus far, and hopefully continues to develop and last for a lot longer because I love what I do. But, you know, going from an intern to bouncing around different departments and finally cracking my way into coaching and then going over the defensive side of the ball in St. Louis and coming back and working with quarterbacks where my passion is, you know, it's just been incredible. And I feel like I've developed a well-rounded sense of this game,
The
business of it, the scheme of it. It's been very unique, a very unique journey. It's kind of helped me get a full understanding of what it takes to be around a winning culture.
Now, there will be no T-shirts, but we are sponsored by the Evergood Sausage Company, so I can get you some Louisiana hot links next time I see you. Grill them up. They're darn good stuff. Todd Downing, thank you so much for joining the Raiders Insider Podcast. Best of luck against the Broncos.
Thanks.
Thanks to everyone for downloading and listening to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast, which is brought to you, as it is every week, by the Evergood Sausage Company, celebrating 90 years in the Bay Area. And we'll definitely have to get Todd Downing some Louisiana hot links for him showing up on this podcast. Greatly appreciated, especially during such a busy week. So if you like this podcast and want to subscribe, feel free to do so on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Thanks again for listening, and we'll have another great guest coming up next week.
The Raiders Insider Podcast on CSNCalifornia.com.